אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
That's right, he's relinquishing his full-time duties in the first half of next year, once a successor has been found. Jewish Board of Deputies President Leslie Berger said Vic has been a dedicated and tireless leader and has substantially elevated the work of the board and its status in the Jewish and the general communities. There's been praise from so many quarters, including New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian. She described said of Al Hadef, his legacy for advocating for his community and for supporting interfaith activities across New South Wales is unparalleled. Federal MP Julian Lisa, who's a Jewish MP in Sydney's Hills District, also paid tribute in New South Wales Parliament to Vic. He said Vic is one of the great men of multiculturalism in Australia and one of our most recognisable and respected community leaders. Al Hadef himself told us, of course, he worked before he joined the Jewish Board of Deputies. He worked for 9 years as associate editor and another 9 years as editor of the Jewish News. He told us it's been a remarkably rich and rewarding 16 years representing the New South Wales Jewish community. We asked him what are some highlights of this long period of time. He said, without question, the highlight has been the successful campaign that resulted in Section 93Z of the Crimes Act, which makes it an offence now to publicly threaten or incite violence on the grounds of race, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, gender identity, or HIV/AIDS status. The trigger for that, he said, was a speech on the streets of Sydney that called for death to the Jews. We realised this was a whole of society issue, he said. And if you could stand in the middle of Martin Place in the city and call for violence against any demographic, and the law did nothing, it put not just the Jewish community, but everyone in the state at risk. The Jewish Board of Deputies led, of course, the Keep New South Wales Safe campaign, which was a coalition of 34 different cultural and faith groups, and Vic was the organisation's spokesperson, lobbying for change. And the new law came into effect as a result in June 2018.
On a personal note, Shane, I must say that I've got my own memories of Vic Al Hadef. I'll miss him at the Board of Deputies. He's been very supportive of the Hebrew and Yiddish programs on and SBS radio ever since. I remember when I started in 1988, we were in Bondi Junction, broadcasting out of Bondi Junction. He came as he was the journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and he interviewed me. We were two young people. He was a young journalist. I was in 88, as you can imagine. I was a young journalist broadcaster at SBS, and he took photos and was a beautiful article in the Australian Jewish News about our radio programs around Australia. Those days it was, I think, only New Sydney, New South Wales, and in Melbourne and a bit of Victoria. So we've grown, and Vic has done a lot for the Jewish community during the time that he was either working for the Australian Jewish News or as the CEO of the New South Wales of the Jewish Board of Deputies. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, Senior Journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, a special ceremony last week in Brisbane to recognize a Dutch family who saved a Jewish child during the Holocaust.
Yes, Holocaust survivor Joseph Gox had guardian angels, according to Israeli Embassy Charge d'Affaires Tibor Shalev Schlosser, who said at the Brisbane ceremony last week, at which Trudy Parels accepted a Righteous Among the Nations medal on behalf of her late parents Jacob and Klaas van der Haar. In 1942, this Dutch family took then 2-year-old Gokkes into their home while his parents went into hiding. They risked their lives and their own children's lives and raised him as their own until he was reunited with his parents in 1945. Gokas and his family later emigrated to Israel, but he stayed in touch with the Vandahars, even visiting them several times after they moved to Brisbane. Shelev Schlosser said if Joseph wouldn't have had this family around him to protect him, then his destiny would have been like the destiny of 1.5 million Jewish kids that did not have angels. Appearing via video link from Israel, Gokas' daughter, Inbal, said her family's connection with the Vandahar family was thicker than blood. You gave him a safe and secure childhood and imparted your generous and unlimited love, she said. Thanks to you, my father survived. Ingrid Bradford, the granddaughter of the Vandahars, said their courage and love during this terrible time in history will never be forgotten. The event was jointly organized by the Israeli Embassy, Yad Vashem, and the Queensland Jewish Board of Deputies. And I should briefly mention also, since we're talking about Queensland, that it was also announced that Queensland Premier said the government will contribute $3.5 million towards a Holocaust museum in Brisbane if they are elected, meaning that the project will be funded no matter who wins the Queensland election. And that's because federal government and also the Queensland Liberal National Party, who is in opposition, also pledged $3.5 million towards this new Jewish museum in Brisbane.
And Shane, I'd like to focus a bit on Melbourne because our listeners in Melbourne are out of lockdown.
That's right. The doors to Melbourne synagogues were reopened for minyan on Wednesday for the first time since July, following the Victorian government's relaxing of COVID-19 restrictions. And as of midnight last Tuesday, indoor religious ceremonies of up to 10 people plus one faith leader became permissible, while outdoor religious gatherings of no more than 20 people and a faith leader are now also allowed. From November 8th, the numbers are set to increase to 20 people and a faith leader indoors and 50 people outside. The news, of course, was met with absolute delight.
And more news for Melbourne about Professor Jeffrey Sussman.
Yes, Professor Sussman was one of only four Victorians that were shortlisted for Victoria's Senior Australian of the Year Award. The 82-year-old wasn't the winner in the end, but he described the honour of being in such a list as an incredibly humbling experience. Just very briefly, some of the things he's done. He was a 2006 Order of Australia Medal recipient. He maintains a clinic at the Austin Hospital, and he changed the way Australian chickenpox sufferers receive treatment using a process that eliminates scarring. He was also active for many, many decades in Jewish sport at Ajax and at Maccabi. And even broadly, he was president of Gymnastics Victoria for almost 20 years. And to top it off, for more than 46 years, he worked as a cantor. So he can sing very nicely as well.
Shane, before we go, I know that next week, 4th of November, we mark 25 years since the assassination of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. And there is so much about it in the AJN.
Yes, we've got about 3.5 pages, feature stories about him. We've got reflections on Rabin's legacy by Mark Leibler, Greer Faye Cashman and Simone Zalmuk-Singer. The Zionist Federation of Australia is going to have an online event on their website on November 1.
Shane Dziatnik, Senior Journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.